Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Clean Nation, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I have Aviv Derman on with me, mostly because he's one of the few guys that's not as good looking as I am, so I can have him on and feel good about myself, but a little bit because he has coached hundreds of owners of companies. And the reason I wanted you to meet him is, so some of you guys, when you kind of get involved in us, you're like, oh, I want to do a call with Mike, or I need help, or I have a question, I need clear. You guys will come to us for help. We've got a team of coaches that does those initial calls to really just look at where you're at, where you want to be, where you're stuck, what's working, what's not, and then really help you come up with a plan to get there. Sometimes those turn into clients, which is great. More often than not, either they're not ready, we don't think it's a good fit, and we'll still try and like give them another direction. So all, I shouldn't say all I hear, but talking to our team, you know, they get so frustrated because they're so passionate about helping you guys grow. And I've done these calls myself to just really help people get clarity. And it's crazy how you get the right guy or gal on the phone. It's so much, it's a joy to coach them. They get so much value. They get off the call with just clarity and power, and they feel fantastic. And you get another category of people, and it's like freaking pulling teeth. You're just like trying to drag, you're fighting them for their own success. You're like, you know, I don't make any money more or less when your business succeeds or fails, and we're dragging them along. So I just wanted to be to, A, I like to bust his chops, and B, I wanted him to give you guys insight onto how to get the most from a coaching call, right? Whether it's with us or not, it's the same, right? It doesn't matter if we're your coach or you've got a different coach. Anytime you're looking for someone that knows how to do what you want to do, you can be like, perfect example is, we do Facebook ads, and we help our clients do Facebook ads and Google ads. And it drives me nuts when someone's like, oh yeah, I spent $500 on Facebook ads, they don't work. And I've got another client that's spending thousands a month crushing it. And it's like, so was it the Facebook ad that didn't work, or maybe
the strategy?
Yeah, maybe there's something else. So same thing when people are like, oh, that coaching call wasn't very worthwhile. And it's like, well, we change a lot of things with the same coaching call. So if our coaching call is the same, maybe it's how you show up. So the whole goal of this is how you can show up globally in life to be effective, and then most specifically when you're looking for help for somebody. So Aviv, let's start with the bad, because that's the most fun. How could I or anyone show up to just have you in your mind go, I can't help this guy. He's just never gonna make it.
Well, they could lie on the call. They could show up.
People are going, no, who's gonna do that? Why would they? What would that look like? What might they lie about? And why do you think they would do it? And how can we help them maybe reframe that in a more effective way for themselves?
Or maybe a better way of looking at this is when a person shows up not open, so closed and maybe shy and embarrassed, and maybe they have, forgive me for saying this, but maybe they have an ego problem and not even willing to admit the fact that, hey, dude, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe it's all on me. Maybe there are other people out there who are successful. It has nothing to do with their intelligence, but maybe they have better systems. Has that ever occurred to you? Could that be a possibility at all?
Yeah, nothing worse than nobody wants to work in my town. Like, so there's no business, everything's shut down. The McDonald's, no one. Like, yeah, we got McDonald's. Why? So somebody
And then COVID happened. Oh, okay. And how is this relevant to your business, dude?
I see the Aviv is the guy I want to coach. So let me tell you what that might show up as. So if you're like, that's not me. That, I hate to say, lack of self-confidence. And it's great being able to talk with you guys, because obviously when we're talking with you guys coaching, we have to be gentle and loving and help you see through it. But when you're looking at someone else, you can clearly see like, oh, I see where that's super unhelpful. And then it might be a little easier in like the quiet of your own heart to be able to translate that to, oh, maybe I do that. So that fear or embarrassment or lack of self-confidence can come out in two ways. One is, this is my least favorite call, and I end the call right away if they don't jump in line, is, hey, Aviv, let me tell you, I'm doing everything great. I'm crushing. I'm whatever. So one or two things is the truth. 10% of, who am I kidding? 2% of the time, that's the case. In which case, why did you call me, right? Who would ever call, you know, go to a heart surgery, like, all right, what's going on? Nothing, I feel great, I'm fantastic. Like, that's insane, right? 98% of the time, there's fear around, I'm not doing well, I'm struggling, I need help, but how can I help you if all we're gonna do is talk about how great your life is? So, and it's funny because it sounds like the opposite of lack of self-control because you're all braggarty, but it comes from the same place of, I don't have the confidence, I feel embarrassed or I have shame. So that's one way it can turn out. More frequently, it's like Aviv said, not wanting, you know, again, when the doctor pokes where it hurts, like, oh, don't, you know, we protect it, right? Which is fine. But if you don't kind of let him do his job, we're never going to get help. So what coaching do you have for folks that are like, okay, maybe I'm a little bit like that. How do you, as opposed to just going, cut it out. Like, what would you coach him to like, feel more comfortable in life, right? Whether it's a spouse, a coach like we're doing, just another business owner that knows more. Like, how do you open up?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. And frankly, I had that very specific issue happen to me yesterday on a call with a lady. So sometimes people are just frightened because they don't understand that we literally, our whole team, I don't care about other companies. I just know what happens inside our company, but our team really has our people's best interest at heart. So we're literally on these calls because we want to help the other person at the other end of the line. And that's why we do these calls. So when you do show up on these calls, you can 100% with us at least feel comfortable because we are there to serve you and to make sure you, after a process together with us, have a better life. That's all that we have.
So let me give you this coaching, because again, it's easy to say, we're the best, you should trust us. And you're like, that's exactly what someone that I shouldn't trust would say, which is probably the case. So you get to pick one of two scenarios with any coach, whether it's us or not. Because again, the goal of this isn't how you can show up good for our coaching calls. It's how you can show up in life to be a coach.
Yeah, to receive.
Yeah, to receive. That's a much better verbiage. To receive is much better than to say to be coachable. So there's only two scenarios. One, we are not here to help and we're trying to just get in your wallet. Any coach are doing that. They have selfish motives and they're trying to manipulate you for their own gain. Then don't take the coaching. It's okay. And if that's how you feel about the person coaching, don't take their coaching. Hey, appreciate again, obviously you guys call us. We're not going to call you and start coaching. You have to call us. So if you're going to call anyone and ask them to coach, you got to be coachable. You got to be open. You got to be willing to receive. You got to have trust. And if there is no trust, don't get coached. Just tell that guy, don't set up an appointment. Or if they start coaching without your permission, just go, hey, appreciate it. This isn't for me. So it's okay to go, I don't trust this guy, he's trying to hurt me. But then don't call him to ask for coaching. Again, it's the same thing. Like, I go to the doctor, I'm like, where'd you go to school? Well, what was your grade point average? Show me some other stuff. Like, if I don't trust the dude, I should just find a doctor I trust, not like beat the crap out of this doctor. Like, his job, again, if I'm him, I'm gonna go, listen, you came to me, I've been doing this for 20 years, I'm an expert. If you trust me, enough, quit asking a bunch of questions, let's get to work. If you don't trust me, get the hell out of my office. But I'm not going to stand here and have you like question me. So
yeah,
we do a lot of things that are good for our protective safety to feel comfortable. And none of those things are going to help us grow. So you kind of got to be like, I'm committed to grow, which is scary. I got to be vulnerable. I got to tell this guy or this, well, I say gal, we don't have guys, but we might have a gal. I got to tell this other human being where I'm weak, which hurts. So are you more committed to being comfortable or to have change? And if you're more committed to being comfortable, don't take any coaching. So I'm saving all the coaches of the world. We can't help you. So that's a great starting point of show up going, I'm going to trust these people. And obviously have some common sense, right? If someone's coaching you to hurt other humans or do something, you know, immoral, then you go, I trusted you before. Now I don't, and I'm going to end the call. But if you've asked someone to coach you, until they give you a reason not to trust them, you're going to have to trust them, or how can they freaking help you? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and again, to be fair, you've got a weird accent. So that could be freaking people out. It took me months to get where. So by the way, Aviva lives in Germany. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I never, we're recording this at 10 in the morning. Me, I'm guessing it's the middle of the night or something for you. What time is it?
6:45 PM. Yeah.
Okay. So you're finishing your day. I'm just getting started. And you live in Germany. Were you born in Germany? Where were you born? And I'm going to be forever. Never ask this. Now's the time. Where were you born? What's your accent about? Why are you in Germany? And do you speak German? Go.
But you're probably going to cut me off 20 seconds in, right?
20 seconds? Hold, who do you talk? You got 3 seconds, tops.
So I was born in Israel and my wife is German. We moved here 3.5 years ago. And my mom got remarried when I was, I think, 6 or 7 years old. And then I was living with an American stepfather. So we did basically speak English at home, and he was from the Bronx. So maybe I have a half Bronx, half Israeli, third German accent. And no, I do not speak German, at least not fluently. It's the most difficult language on earth, man. How could anybody speak it?
It's terrifying. But that's why I don't live in Germany. What city in Germany are you in?
In Berlin, the capital.
I've been to one city in Germany. It was Berlin, and it was awesome. And again, I was with a group, so we got along speaking English. But is it pretty like I can live and it's fine? Not the okay. And your wife speaks German?
Yeah. So as long as you have a German wife, you're all good.
I guess. It gets iffy. I didn't know you were Israeli, man. I'm again, I try to not be political on this, you know, on the thing because we're about business, but I'm a big fan of Israel. Just saying, sorry. You're an American. You're like, of course you are. They're an ally. But anyway, big fan of Israel. Slightly big, less big fan of Aviv, but I like that. You came from Israel. All right. I can't make fun of you anymore now because I like Israel.
Thank you. And that's, you know what? It's a good example. I mean, if you're not happy with something, i.e. where you live, make a change in your life, man. Don't stay stuck.
Yeah. And I love that Aviv's just like, yeah, I work, you know, the vast majority, probably 90% of our clients are in United States, Canada,
yeah,
kind of the Pacific to Eastern time zone. And Aviv's like, that's okay. I want to serve these people. I like the job. It'll be fine. It'll just all work itself out. So
absolutely.
Cool. All right. Let me see if I can squeeze a little more. So first of all, if you guys are taking notes or writing stuff down, Israel, good. Write that down, circle it. to be coachable. I would put be coachable equals able to receive. I really like that. Cause I think be coachable is like a buzzword and we can kind of miss it, but just breaking it down to its basis point of be open to receive is really, it's just a beautiful picture. So I like that. And then just put, if I don't trust the person, don't take the coaching in any life, whether it's your spouse or someone helping you lose weight or a business, it doesn't matter. These concepts work the same. And then am I more committed to feeling safe and secure or to growth? Because if it's going to be growth, and I'll be honest, you know, I'm starting to be more actively involved in our team and I'm pretty direct with the guys. And I feel like sometimes they're like, that didn't feel so good. And I don't like that at all. But to our team's credit, I think they're all more committed to being excellent at their jobs and serving at a high level and earning at a high level and just doing what they do the best they can. They're like, even if Mike's kind of a jerk sometimes and says things I don't like or in a way I don't like it, I'm so committed to be better. I'll take it. So that's what I've got summary so far. I'm gonna open it up. You extemporaneously, you Cleaning Nation is listening to you. What can you tell them to make their lives better?
So when you do decide that you are committed to growth versus you being committed to your fear, I think another good point to tackle here is to understand, dude, what do you actually want out of your life that you can achieve through your business, which is the vehicle? So it's okay. You know, our people are always so focused on serving their clients, obviously when in the service industry, but it's also okay to, you know, take a second at one point in your life and to think, hey, what do I want to get out of this? And to have a goal written down and to understand, so what's my time frame to get to that goal? Let's say it's get out of cleaning or make X amount of money per month or per year. Once you have that goal, reverse engineer the process and understand, okay, so what do I need to do every single day, week, month, quarter, and year to get myself to that goal? But if you don't have that goal and you don't really know where you're going, then what's the point really?
So you said a couple things, and it's so funny because Aviv and I have never had this specific conversation, but you're saying exactly the same thing, completely independent of me. It's like successful people have stuff that works, just works, right? So there's a couple things I don't want you guys to miss, you know, because of the weird accent.
and the lack of hair.
And the lack, yeah. For those of you just joining on podcast, I've got a voluptuous, just gorgeous mane of hair that, you know,
hair implants.
Yeah. It's well, hey, you do what you got to do, right? But it's catnip to the ladies. I'm married. So I can't, you know, concept of it. Hey, ladies, no, I know you love the hair, but it's, I've got a wife. I'm good. And I've got a,
the very half facial hair.
Yeah. The facial hair is really, it looks, it's not good. That I've been growing for probably 2 weeks now. Aviv, smooth and shiny up top, but he hasn't shaved in about 12 minutes and he's got a full adult male beard. So we're kind of, we each played our strengths, man. Okay. So the thing that, the couple of things that I heard you say that I want to make sure Clean Nation gets is you, it's not just what you're saying. You're saying it in a way that I'm like, oh, I'm stealing that because it's so clear. And I love the way you kind of draw pictures with words. First, start with you. And I'm constantly banging that drum. I love having Aviv on so I can just let him bang the same drum that I would be banging for a second. Everyone starts with our business and we just become slaves to it. Like, you know, so many of us refer to our business as our kids because we feel that way. Like it needs food, water, time, money. It doesn't matter what, I'll do anything. I'll sacrifice anything. Relationships with other human beings, like my, we get wonked out. Like I'm going to start this business so I can spend more time with my family. And then we spend less time with our family. Or I want more time with my family, more financial freedom. And then we end up having less time and less financial freedom, but we love the business so much. We sacrifice what we originally did. The phrase that Aviv said that I'm going to steal is look at your business as a vehicle. So I think metaphors and global beliefs are really important. So if your business is a tyrant, all the cascading decisions under that are going to be colored in a not particularly attractive shade. If my business is my baby, I would never kill my baby, right? I would never hurt my baby. I would never maim my baby so it could hopefully grow up healthier. But if it's a vehicle, it makes perfect sense that I would change it, kill it, do whatever I need to do. So that metaphor of your business, first of all, your business is not you, right? We get super weird about if my business is successful, I'm successful. And unfortunately, if my business is struggling, I'm an idiot. I'm a loser. I'm a bad human being. I'm a bad business owner. And that's not the case. So when you look at the vehicle, right? If I got on a plane and they need to stop and I'm trying to go to Florida, they need to stop in Toledo for maintenance. That has nothing to do with me. I don't take that on as you know, whatever. And if I'm now 2 hours away by car, I might switch vehicles entirely. So my favorite metaphor, the two favorite things I've heard is instead of be coachable, which you should be open to receive. I love that. And as opposed to in the metaphor of my business is a vehicle to live the life that I want, not this tyrant, this baby, this person in charge. Gosh, that I feel like, I don't know, we can get much better. All right, Aviv, I'm going to let you close it out. Wrap this thing up. Any final comments you feel Cleaning Nation needs to be coachable, to be successful, to have the life that they want?
Absolutely. And it's a very simple answer. Just make a decision. If you want to get something, make the decision. I'm getting it by hook or by crook. No matter what, I am getting there. No matter what, that's it. But it all starts with a decision. And it may sound simple, but it may be a little bit harder for other people to actually implement.
Easy to say, I get it. But then we don't do, like, you go, make a decision and commit. Well, I'd like to. Fine. Make a decision and commit. Well, as long as it's not too expensive, make a decision and commit. Well, as long as I don't have to move countries or do anything uncomfortable or do something I'm worried about, make a decision and commit. So that and the commitment could be, if that's what it takes to be successful, I'm out. Fine.
And also remove the word if from your dictionary. It's going to be really helpful.
Yeah. Just this is what I'm going to do or not. Again, that's a decision. You can decide or you can use the word if. They cannot cohabitate the opposite. All right, dude, we got to get you back on because this has been thick slice of heaven. Again, aside from the accent and the obvious bald head, those are terrible, but the content of your character overcomes all of your weaknesses.
Thank you.
Aviv Durman, if you want to reach out to him, aviv@growmycleaningcompany.com, A-V-I-V. All right, hold on. We're going to do like one bonus minute. All I know, I've been to Israel once, by the way. It was really cool. And we flew into Tel Aviv, and your name is Aviv. So I'm assuming in Israeli, that means something.
The spring season.
Oh, well, that's, You probably
in the Hebrew language.
I wouldn't have guessed the spring. So I'm just going to call you spring season as opposed to Aviv because it's somewhat derogatory and somewhat fun. All right, everyone. If you want to reach out to Mr. Spring Season, you can email him at Aviv, A-V-I-V, at growmycleaningcompany.com. One of our best coaches. If you need help, if you need clarity, if you need confidence, if you need encouragement, reach out to Aviv. If, like me, you can't tolerate or abide by the accent, the thick beard, or the bald head, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Tons of content from good-looking people that you can't tolerate. We'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.